Blog Talk Radio.
I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. I've got the look, the drive, the cool. While I've got the mood, that really move them. I said chill, up and down there, fine. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. I make them hot, I make them shiver, their knees get weak, whenever I'm around. They see me walk, they hear me talk, I make them feel like they're on cloud nine. I'm just a sexy boy, I'm not your boy toy. Not your boy toy. It's your hard eyes, girls. Hands off the merchandise.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Borg Out of 10.
I miss my boy toy.
Tonight, I think the running back of the show is going to be Wes Diener. The phone lines are open all night, 914-205-5593. Free. Everybody's got their fucking cell phones down. When's the last time somebody had to fucking pay long distance bullshit? I mean, really? I guess when you go out of the country, sure, roaming, all that bullshit, but come on now. Nobody has to pay long distance shit. So call this, I believe it's a fucking New York area code. I could be wrong. But the running gag all night is going to be, where's Diener? What happened to him? Somebody knows the real truth. Maybe multiple people know, but phone lines are open all night. Speaking of that, we've already got one caller. Caller, you are live. Who is this?
This is Zilla, my barbecue is better and yours?
I don't know about that. I like my vinegar North Carolina sauce, but I also like my St. Louis smoky and sweet sauce too.
Fuck you.
Well, I think we're gonna hear from someone else now. Tyler, you're live.
All right, I hear you fellas are talking about self tonight.
Who is this? Is this Baldy?
Fuck golf.
Hey, what do you call a can opener that doesn't work? A can't opener.
Your joke's dumb, only minor funny.
You should make that comment on the dead site that is outside in your fan. Bet you it'll get featured.
Now we can switch back and no one will know.
Yeah, as far as barbecue sauce goes, when someone would say, hey, what's your favorite barbecue sauce? I would say yes.
He's true.
I think that's fair.
They're all
good.
Yeah,
that's fair. I don't know if
they make it specifically for that. It's all pretty good.
Even that weird-ass white sauce in northern Alabama is good.
Oh, man. That actually might be my favorite because, you know about it. You're southern.
It's only good on chicken.
Yeah, it's not good on pork. Don't put it on ribs or, like, a butt or anything like that. It's good on chicken thigh or leg quarters.
I'm just a dumb northerner. I've never even seen white barbecue sauce.
Racist.
Look it up. Big Bob Gibson. Alabama white sauce.
You got your... yeah, it's pretty crazy. You got your heavy tomato and your light tomato and your vinegar base and your mustard base, molasses and honey and Kansas City style and Texas style and all sorts of shit. Korean.
Oh, had some good Korean barbecue.
Can't forget Korean barbecue.
Actually, I'm gonna go eat that Friday for the first time. Super excited.
What, pussy?
Yeah. You know.
Nice work.
He's made me wait 13 years, but
it's no Korean barbecue, but it's good.
I heard
sticky.
Yeah, I heard that it kind of, you know, you just warm it up, the sauce kind of makes itself.
With a little vinaigrette.
Okay, all these fucking screenshots are confusing me. I thought Deaner was here, but he's not, which is why we are here.
Fucking dickhead.
Twitter.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea
what
happened because it was all deleted by the time I saw it.
This isn't the first. I don't know. I've never deleted my account. I know the two of you have never deleted your
I deleted my account the other day, actually. You didn't notice.
Really?
I sure didn't.
Yeah, I got on the congregated website, and I was like, just for the record, I too deleted my account, and there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, I still posted shit, and I just deleted my account, trying to be cool, you know?
Yeah.
I would be too much of a hypocrite at this point if I did it.
Well, you'd have to write an all-new song.
Actually, deleting your
account
is good. Your account. But for real, though, I mean it this time.
Oh, man. Y'all remember when Tatanka sold out to the Million Dollar Man? Oh, man.
I do.
I remember Tatanka because he was on TV when I was 6 on Saturday mornings.
How old did you say you
maybe
were?
Maybe more like 9, but in there.
Think not.
Borg, I know how old you are, and probably in your teens at least when Tatanka started wrestling on national TV.
No, late 80s.
Really? I thought it was the early 90s.
Oh, you must have been watching some bootleg wrestling then.
Oh, I was potentially 11. Who knows? I just remember always watching Saturday morning. You didn't get all the good stars, but I was fans of all the jobbers because I didn't know any better.
All the character wrestling?
I'm pretty sure I was 8 years old when Tatanka started wrestling on national TV. And you're considerably older than I am.
Probably 5 or 6.
Yeah, you're a young buck.
Yeah, I think the only one of us that's younger than me is God Rest His Soul Thoughtbot. I mean, he quit. He deleted his account, too.
All I know is there's supposed to be a thought.
All right, it says early career, 89-90. So, yeah, it's probably more like 12.
Old, you old motherfucker. I didn't really give a shit.
Well, who was?
I was just trying to get the point across.
I watched some other Indian guy hooting and hollering then.
You probably did.
It could have been.
No, there were a couple guys in WCW, late 80s, I think, that had a war chief, war eagle kind of gimmick.
Well, no, I know for a fact that I was already watching Sting when I was about 6.
Yeah, everybody loved Sting when they were kids. I think everybody was a little Stinger. I think more than a little Hulkster.
And the Red Rooster
guy
was even later, huh? Kind of a similar look.
Stretch Lincoln Town Cars, tailored suits. $100 bills to Tatanka living large.
People are buying antique tags for Lincoln Town Cars here in Mississippi.
Best possible use of resources.
Well, here's the thing. Dude, the tags are like, when we lived in Alabama, it was like $100, $150 a year for our like registration. And shit, but even here, even owning a house, it's still like $400-something for a tag. And I think the reason why they do the vintage vehicle or the antique vehicle thing is because it's cheaper.
Call it your life.
Goddamn.
Oh, shit. No, they're not. Not yet. It's froze up on the head.
Don't do it because the show's about to get hijacked about talk about the Puerto Rican Day episode of Seinfeld.
Oh, snap.
Hmm.
Yeah, or about how not good certain teams are at the moment.
Oh, wait. You're talking about, like, maybe the New York Mets?
You need 4 hints?
Or how Saquon Barkley's not going to play this year.
Oh, no.
Collar.
Let's see. Juan.
Talking about the Braves getting spanked by Arizona in the last 2 games?
Who are those people?
It's a 162-game season, bro. And I ain't watched a game yet.
Exactly.
What up?
They said the Bills are predicted to be in third place.
I don't give a fuck what Tucker Carlson has to say about the NFL, motherfucker.
Yeah, Tucker Carlson. Nobody, So nobody knows why he deleted his account.
Who? He was on a site, so he had an account.
Does
so
anybody
that shit?
Who deleted their account?
He deleted that shit. We miss him now that he don't have no account on Discus.
How am I gonna insert my phone?
Oh,
not real hard to make a new one.
They have the Lil Dunks custom available.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm kind of more of a Presto guy because I'm not a hype beast, but it's all good. I don't like the colors they got for him either. It's kind of like, can't really do much.
They have blue, green,
I do
black.
All kinds of shit, and I wear the same pair of shoes every day.
You know what they fucking need? They need, like, a two-week period where you fucking go on there and you can customize any fucking pair of Jordans you want.
No, that'll never happen.
They would make so much fucking money.
That'll never happen. Hell yeah, they bank, but Jordan ain't trying to let that happen.
I'd make Heelys.
You could let everybody pay like $150 or $300 and you'd make so much money.
This would probably be, we'll just say hypothetically, if you went with a Jordan 11, customize that, you're probably looking at $315 easily.
Okay. Well, that's dumb. Well, I won't buy it then.
Well, it's hypothetical, Borg.
New Balance used to have that option. Then he fucking got rid of that shit.
Whatever, I wear Jordan Spizikes to do concrete.
I'm about to get my own files, but them motherfuckers are expensive.
The what?
Own clouds.
Is that like all foamy slippers?
No, it's like their shoes. I mean, just like a new company, like Li Ning or Aster and all that shit. That's a real company. Hookahs. I've seen a lot of hookahs lately. Don't know where they came from, but they're taking over the fucking Milfland. An old folks. And some Skechers, man. Can't go wrong with them.
New Balance.
New Balance is
backyard.
I'm going to have to end this podcast if you guys mention kids.
My kids got a pair of kids, motherfucker.
Yo, I'll have the cops.
I haven't had a pair of
kids
in a long time.
You gotta watch Cannibal Holocaust.
I've seen it.
It's funny.
It's fucking weird. The worst part is, for me, when they fucking decapitate that fucking turtle and monkey. So
oh,
that
damn,
big ass
son.
Turtle, they just
chop
cut
up
the head off.
Big ass turtle.
You're talking
yeah,
about
fucked
the,
up,
the,
man.
It was made in like the '70s. Yeah, okay.
That's fucked up.
Well,
and then I read
I
about
mean, somebody,
it. That
somebody ate that turtle.
The director was going to do jail time.
Because they thought the hanging woman thing looked too real. The woman on the stick looked too real.
No, because he killed those animals. Like, you're not supposed to do that, especially in the Amazon jungle like that. On camera.
Oh, I always just assumed that was the actual villagers. And they just filmed that part.
No, that whole movie, it was done. That was all made in Hollywood, except for the animals.
I read the
fucking poor animals.
That's what I mean.
I
thought they
crazy.
Just got involved with like regular old hunting and killing to eat stuff and filmed it. I didn't know they actually did that just for the scene.
Yeah, that's fucked up. And then they show the, like, you see the legs, the fucking turtle's feet, like, twitching, like, damn, like, this ain't no robot or no fucking dummy.
Yeah, that's what made me think it was the Villagers doing it. Who did they get to do that? That would, even I'd have to kill a turtle before I started gutting it.
Yeah, but it was the white people that did that, not the fucking, not the indigenous people. It was the five white people. Like at the beginning of the movie,
80s horror movie style.
Yo, at the beginning of that movie, you're like, man, that's fucked up. They ate those five people, those assholes. And then as you see the ending, you're like, damn, those motherfuckers deserve that shit.
Oh, by about a half hour in, you realize they deserve it. All they think about is rape.
Yeah, that shit was wild. The bottom line is I had looked at like the 10 most shocking movies of all time. That was number one. That was years ago. And then for some reason the other day I just decided to look it up on Peacock, and that shit was on Peacock. And I was like, oh, I can finally watch this shit. And that shit was crazy.
It's been in high quality on YouTube forever.
I can't watch something off of YouTube.
Well, just
anyway, it's a fucking bugged out movie. If no one's ever seen that movie, watch that shit.
What is
especially
it?
Considering it was 1980.
Oh, Cannibal!
Yeah,
everybody's seen it. Yep.
It was actually, it has a good replay factor.
It's worth it if you like guts and gory fuckiness, which I certainly do.
No, I don't, but I just, it was like the number one.
Something you almost don't
want to
watch.
Shocking
like
movie.
Shit.
It was the number one most shocking movie.
I don't
movie
like
ever
real
made.
Shit, though. I'm not one of those people that can't wait to watch the next beheading video. I've never watched one of those type of things, but I like fake shit.
Yeah, I just found out recently that all the faces of death shit is all fake. Like, they weren't real deaths.
Yeah.
That's wild, man.
Except for like this, like you ever seen the ones in Saddam Hussein when they have the dudes tied up on the dirt facing up and they just start shooting at them and like pieces of their freaking lips fly off and teeth.
Well, the original theatrical Faces of Death is all fake, but there's like sequels and shit that are real shit.
Yeah, that's why I'm looking at when I remember the Saddam Hussein shit. I'm like, that has to be real. Literally showed them, put them in the ditch, and then fucking pull back and then start bucking at them.
So if it was in theaters, fake. If it was straight to HBO, real.
That was a puppet. Just like Bin Laden. It wasn't a real body.
You don't think so?
Oh, I'm kidding. I'm just trying to parrot some comments that would show up on Outside Interference.
Huh.
All right, so at the end of the day, nobody knows why he deleted his account.
Who?
Oh, I.
Well, he was picking on him, and
nah, he's not the type that would bail out because of that.
I see that, and yeah, it's Baldy's fault. He should be punished.
Yeah, man, it's Baldy. I was already thinking about that. So.
Yeah, yeah, you're going to have to. I can't do it because it would seem like I was just being a dickhead.
Well, Borg, did you unblock him?
No.
You did not unblock him?
I'm not going to. No. He's
well,
got
not,
some way
okay.
of responding to me even though he's blocked. That's why I'm always saying...
Right.
If this asshole keeps responding to me while he's blocked, I'm going to fucking ban him.
Yeah. See, that's what I was trying to figure out. Is like, how is he, like, what kind of hacker bullshit is he doing to where he can, like,
well, what kind
to
of effort is he putting in that he could be spending that effort getting me unbanned at the other site? And maybe I could have mercy on him and his little troll pile.
I don't think
probably a different account where he can just watch, see what you're saying. And then you can be like, yeah, I read what you're saying.
Who knows how he does it? It's the stupidest thing ever. to go out of his way to troll me, and all I do is block these people so I don't have to put up with them.
He also spends his time looking at all the video games.
Why though? They're actually cool people. Come on,
fuck them.
Sorry, come on.
What? Who's actually?
Come on, man. Come on. Come on, Baldy's cool. Come on, Liger's great.
No,
I don't like reading these little fucky off shit that don't quite add up to real words, and so I don't fucking read it.
Why do you think Diener deleted his account? This is actually what the show is for, so I want to hear your guess.
I have no idea. I don't know. That's why I'm asking. That's why I called in to ask y'all.
He's drunk and he fucking hates everyone and he decided to delete his account.
Well, kind of accurate.
He goes on there. It's another review of the latest Goku, and another idiot fucking asking for directions on a dumb video game, and another goddamn Euro posting something that doesn't even fucking make sense as a phrase, and assholes like me, and just a bunch of shit nobody wants to read.
I like it. Honesty. I wanted to hear Buttlips. He said that he knows why. But he'll never call. I think he thinks
he's really tantalizing everyone with this. Oh, we got to know. And
yeah, he acts like he's walking around. He has a copy of the Constitution or something.
He's being completely ignored, trying to dangle the carrot. No one gives a shit.
Matter of fact, he actually called once. Remember? Called once.
On the record breaking dildo cast.
Yeah,
we had him on. We had.
Just remember, we
had
his name.
We had Doubt and Thomas, who really does sound like he says, "Oh Lord," in real life.
Yo, y'all have dogs, right? Or have had dogs in the past?
Yeah, I've got three dogs.
Starts picking at the carpet now.
How old is your dog?
9 months now.
Oh, it's gonna do stupid shit like that. It's gonna just grow out of it.
Yeah, our girl's taking him to a training starting the 22nd. It's like an 18-week training, once a week.
You make them smell it and then throw it outside 3 or 4 times, they get the picture.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the fence. It takes forever to get this fucking permit, apparently.
What, for the dog to shit outside?
What's up?
A permit for the dog to shit outside? Well, he's
no,
just
to put
following
the
rules then.
To the fence. You gotta get a permit for that. You gotta change apparently I gotta change the fucking thing on my title, like add fence now to the thing.
Oh,
I'm
right.
Describing
so
the house.
They tax you on it.
Yeah, the dude came to give me the estimate paid, and I was like, I'm thinking this motherfucker's gonna start like in a couple of days, like over a month waiting for these permits.
I'll do it when I get there.
What happened?
I'll do it when I get there. Don't you just call Fence Co. in the city?
It's gonna be done by then. It's gonna happen when they're gonna start it within the next 2 weeks. But I'm just saying,
everybody kind of has the same fence and all goes to the same company for that shit, right? Or two or three different companies.
because it's all the exact same.
No,
we have to get
a permit. That's what we've been waiting on, the permit.
Well, I'm saying everybody in your neighborhood all has the same fence, right?
No, there's three different options.
Oh,
that
I
you can choose from. So those are the only three you see all over the place.
Even around here, I was just asking, because around here everybody has the same fence too, because there's one big fence company, and that's what they specialize in. But I guess you got more manufacturer options too.
I think there's only three. I was thinking I was going to have, like,
well,
a lot of options. But these motherfuckers, like, it's three. And so that was it. We're going with the white.
Yeah, they know you're a minority. They know what you're doing.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you got the white pants. You know what that means.
Yeah, because we're getting an obstacle course. So this motherfucker has so much energy. He just tired himself out in the backyard.
But he's still trying to
like
it, dog, isn't
he? Like if I took the leash off while I walk him, I know he won't run away, but I don't want to take that chance. Isn't that crazy?
Well, you never know when a squirrel will get his attention, and then he will go.
Dude, I have a 10-month-old German Shepherd, so he is, like, super energetic and has, like, a high – I would say, you know, they kind of – they're supposed to have fragile, but I've been able to pretty much get him to listen to my commands and shit. He's a pretty smart dog and listens to me and follows me around. I just took him outside and I took him outside and he came. So, I mean, but it was rougher like 4 months ago when he was like 6 months old. He still does stupid shit. Like, if we buy him a bed, he chews it up and gets all the stuffing out. But other than that, he listens. And I let him off the leash, but not in like public. If I'm over at like somebody's house or like we have a fenced in backyard so he can like run around in that. But if I'm over at somebody's
house. He's
pretty
good when he gets on the bed and rips the stuffing out.
No, that's not good.
See, my dog knows. He only does that to his toys. Aside from the carpet now, but that's because that's like when you like don't pay attention. And he just like you don't know what's going on. Like if I'm in the back smoking and she's making and she went to the store or something. I go out to the living room, walk to the kitchen, and I see him in the living room, like, digging at the carpet. So it is kind of my fault, or our fault, because he wouldn't do it in front of us. He knows that. So I looked it up, and it says, you know, they want attention or, you know, shit like
well,
that.
Well, get a dog whistle. Get a dog whistle. Don't ever play with it. Just use it when the dog's doing something that he didn't do, and maybe they'll find out.
What does that do?
They just hate to...
Then,
you know,
yeah, because it said that you can,
every time
like,
I tear up the rug, I hear that myself.
Like spray him with a water bottle,
No,
I wouldn't do it. But it says, you know, nah, I wouldn't do. I wouldn't hit him either.
No,
but
dog
saying,
whistle like, just like then the dog's like, God damn it! Every time I chew the rug, this damn noise happens, and then it'll quit.
I'm not saying it's bad to like spray him with a water bottle. I just don't think it's useful.
Or just play them when Mariah Carey is singing a high note. They say that. I'm serious. I read that one years ago.
What I do is make him think that I'm disappointed in him. And that's what really kind of gets him, you know, feeling bad about what he does. Now, you know, on top of that, I have two chihuahuas.
Make sure, damn sure they know what bad dog and good dog means two things. It's all in
the big dogs. The big dogs know what that means, but I have two chihuahuas. One is 14 almost, and the other one is almost 6. They don't give a fuck. They're like, doesn't matter. I am the fucking king of the castle. Fuck you. I will bite you if you fuck with me.
Well, they have to be put down.
And then, yo, this dog is really energetic. So when I walk him, like, you'll see like an older lady, like, she's probably like going on a walk, and she'll literally like walk towards somebody's front yard, walk into the grass, like scared to death of the dog, like it's a pit bull or some shit. And my dog's all excited too, and I tell the person, I'm like, he doesn't bite, he's just really excited. And some people fucking fly away.
Oh, it's more popular to pretend that the dog is going to do something than it is just to be nice to dogs these days because people are such cunts.
Yeah.
We'll
take our German Shepherd out, and people, and like, he's well behaved, but some people, especially if they have little dogs, they'll look at us like, how dare you that you brought this huge dog out here? My dog is scared of yours. Like, it's just like, no, he's probably more well-behaved and less likely to bite somebody than you stupid little dog.
Bow, wow, wow, bitch.
This dog's about as small as you want to get.
Nah, I have a beagle. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's about as small as you want to go. Already. You don't need them pocket-sized dogs.
25-pound beagle.
Because they got little brains.
What?
Because if you get a dog that's too small, it's got little brains. I'm saying a beagle is about as small as you should go to be walking them out around bigger dogs and shit.
Yeah, no, this dog just gets excited with everybody. Anybody he sees. Regardless of your race, nationality, anything, he doesn't care. He will come up to you and try to hug you, lick you. Like your face.
Well, then your dog ended racism, man.
Even Filipinos?
This dog doesn't care, bro.
When you have a pulse, he's coming at you.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Mine too, even though he's a
brave dog.
Nazi.
And then he's really strong, so he like pushes you, like if, not to me or not to me or my girl, but to like anybody else. Like when he like jumps on you, like he's strong, so he kind of like pushes. Everyone's always like, he's so strong.
Hey, how much does he weigh?
He's 26 pounds right now.
Mine weighs about 60.
Damn.
Yeah.
You serious?
Yeah, and the other two weigh less than 5.
Yeah, well, the dog we used to have like 6, 7, 8 pounds.
Malk says
damn,
that
60 pounds. That's that fucking crazy.
Bald asshole can respond to me because I feature my comment.
I know Bass has a big dog too.
The big dog is kind of a new thing for us. We've had the Chihuahuas for so long. I wanted a bigger dog. I do enjoy them, but I miss taking a dog with me outside and doing outside shit with a dog.
Well, go outside with one of your dogs.
They're too bougie to go outside.
This is actually... This is actually the first official dog, so the last one came with the package.
I had to find a new home for my last dog because it got to be 2-year-old. It was a shepherd and still couldn't sit still for 5 seconds. And I got to go work on the road and shit and try to keep a dog. I need a dog that can just chill at home when I'm out there without going fucking nuts.
Yeah, shepherd will rip your shit up.
Yo, there's this chick at my job. She leaves her dog in the house while she's at work, and she has cameras, and she'd be showing me, like, the shit he did, like, the day before. Fucking evil-ass dog. He would get himself out of the cage and just destroy everything. And she's like, now I know why they gave this dog away.
Like Brock,
she's the type that wouldn't. She's the type, but she won't give him away. She's gonna deal with it. But still, that's cool though. That you're willing to accept him regardless. I would have thrown his ass out. Easy.
In our
Find him a new home with a Filipino.
No, that can't exist.
Yo, it's hot over there too. You're in Mississippi, right?
Yeah, dude. It fucking at 6 o'clock today. It was still 98 degrees. Let's not count the heat index. It was literally 98 degrees at 6 o'clock. I looked at Miss Casino. I was like, look, I know we were trying to like cook and like not turning on the oven, like trying to grill. I was like, dude, it's too fucking hot to grill. I was like, let's go eat Mexican food, please. So we went to go eat Mexican.
What about 89 was the high today, but we were up to 99 yesterday.
Damn. Is that normal?
Yeah, it's July. It's probably even 80 degrees in Juneau, Alaska right now.
That's
people don't realize that Alaska is bigger than most countries, and I'm from a part that's actually not that cold compared to right here where I'm at now.
Catch
you can. You can see Russia with binoculars from there, right?
From your backyard.
Remember when that bitch said that shit?
Not from where I'm at, and not from Washington.
I do. He's fucking crazy, man. You know Glenn Rice taps that ass.
Glenn Rice, the NBA player.
I would too if I was Glenn Rice.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, she's like, bad. I'd smash that too. Hell yeah.
I mean,
when she was governor of Alaska,
she was
you guys' age, and she was fucking fine.
The governor right now of South Dakota, she's a super like Republican, but she's I think she's pretty young and kind of good looking.
Yeah, she. Good to go. Considering a politician,
yeah. Yeah, of course, yeah, of course.
That's like when people say, like I read comments like back before about AOC, people were like, nah, she's disgusting. This and that. I was like, you crazy. Anybody would hit that.
She was
fuck about the
mind. She was governor of Alaska. She was in her mid-30s when she got elected or something like that. And always looked a little younger than she was anyway, even if she was 40 or whatever. And she'd always be out doing the photo ops, like doing like Alaskan chick shit. And she could sell it. You knew something good was underneath them rain gear and shit, you know?
She was just out there shooting
the
and shit like that.
Glenn Rice typed that.
What's her name, Sarah Palin?
Just for going.
Yeah. I do have some topics. We could go on. I think we completely. I don't know where Zilla's at. He's still here with us, at least. Possibly.
He's got
we do have
hell in a cell in the background. He's not paying attention.
No, he would not be watching hell in a cell. Zill is not paying attention. He's probably watching like a 1991 or 2 CW pay-per-view.
Well, I couldn't think of a 30-year-old pay-per-view that doesn't exist anymore, okay?
Like Great American Bash Down.
He's watching In Your House 92. All right, how about that?
Yeah, watch. I randomly watched one the other day. I forgot what it was. I think it was No Mercy from like 1999. No Mercy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just start doing. Just close my eyes and just randomly pick a pay per view. Except for anything from the mid-90s on down.
I was watching late '90s shit, just overplayed.
Or WCW. I never really liked WCW.
Flag.
I like Sting.
WCW was the shit. You kidding me?
It was more serious.
What are you talking about? When the NWO thing was going on, when it started?
Yeah.
No,
what are you referring to?
I mean, 1992,
yeah,
let's say 1998.
Yeah.
From 90 to 98?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's some good WCW, for real.
I can't get into it.
And even before that was some good old Mud Show WCW NWA action. It did get stale. Plus, we've seen all the Attitude Era shit so much, it's old news anyway. Those wrestling nerds.
Yeah, that I can't really watch either. Like, I watch stuff from, like, the 2000s. From the 2000s to, like, 2010.
That's what I should do next. Early 2000s. Because I wasn't really watching it all.
I didn't see that Dark Side of the Ring yesterday with Abdullah the Butcher.
I did not, man.
Not yet.
I don't have.
Well, anyway,
time to watch it.
He wrestled some dude in like 2003, and the dude claims that he gave him Hep C from bleeding.
Yeah, Hannibal, Devin guy.
Yeah. Hannibal, if anybody could say maybe he gave something to fucking Abdullah, it would be him, though.
That's what I'm thinking, because the other dudes was like Teddy Atlas, for example, the Atlas dude. The Lassen dude, I think that was his name, Teddy Atlas. He's like, I ain't got Hep C, and me and him used to blade all the time.
Watch the Hannibal TV and just look at him talk. Him or Abdullah, it's a toss-up which one had it first.
And then they showed what that dude did to some referee in some show. Y'all ever saw that shit? He was just stabbing.
Yeah.
Oh, that is fucking crazy.
And knowing damn well he has the shit, and he was doing that.
That shit was wild. Anyway, he won that lawsuit. He won the lawsuit against Abdullah, and he owes him $2.3 million. But he's never paid him, obviously.
Well, he ain't got that kind of cash. He's a Bill the Butcher, not fucking.
But the judgment is still out there.
Bret Hart.
He won. Even though he couldn't prove that he actually got it from him. So the judge just let him win, you know. The judge was like,
well, maybe you didn't do this, but I saw what you did to Terry Funk in 1981. Fucking threw the book at him.
That's fucked up, man. And that dude has those like three lines on his forehead. Damn, that should look crazy.
That's gonna be my plan.
You could put your car keys in there, in one of those lines, one of those fucking. Holy shit!
Moxley is gonna look like that when he gets all of it, all the blading. I swear.
I don't understand.
Is his wife also an insane person?
I don't know.
He took that shit to the extreme.
She's like, oh, hi, honey. I saw you singed your skin off in a fire and spiced your forehead. Want some pot roast?
Dude, basically, that's... It seems, I mean, like, who knows, you know, social media isn't real or whatever. I definitely see her, like, posting and shit. And it's basically like that, like, John stuck some sushi or some fucking chopsticks in his head, but I made him some pork roast tonight.
Yeah.
Like,
that bitch must be crazy, too.
Yeah, gotta be. And, like, Rocky 3, that's probably the worst Rocky movie, right? And I haven't even seen any of the Rocky movies.
Rocky 4 is, like, one of the greatest movies ever made.
Rocky 3 is the best of them all.
Really?
Yeah, actually, Rocky Fuel is actually pretty good, yeah.
It's the best one. It's got Mr. T. It's got Hulk Hogan.
Redemption.
Okay.
It's Mickey the same
dies
movie,
too.
But it has Mr. T and Hulk Hogan. They're all the same. That one, the other ones
so
don't
much,
have those guys.
So many moving parts in Rocky III. And Rocky IV just slayed everything.
Rocky IV has never been my favorite of the bunch because it's too straightforward,
the greatest
like
music.
You said. I like the moving parts.
The greatest musical ever made. Ain't no other movie going to have... That movie is just a soundtrack, pretty much, with fighting in it.
What, four?
Four.
Four is the newer
four,
one,
four.
Right? Well, came out like not
with Drago, with the Russian.
Yeah,
oh,
almost like 1998.
Okay.
Nah, that was like 86. Rocky IV was like 86.
Damn. I need to
well,
watch
maybe,
it.
Well,
maybe,
but Rocky 1 was like 1978, so it was a lot more modern in a way.
I've never seen any of the Rocky movies, for real, just like CM Punk. Never seen them.
It's crazy. How dare you?
I've probably seen them, like, you know, in passing on television, but, like, never really paid attention to it or whatever.
Well,
I mean, I'm not
where's
saying
your topics, jerk-ass? The movies you haven't seen ain't a good one.
Yeah, because 1 and 2 I've probably seen like twice. And then Rocky 3 like 100 times and Rocky 4 like 4,000.
Oh, well, Rocky 4 definitely got shoved down our throats when we all first got cable in the early 90s. That was a mainstay. It was always on.
Nah, I played it out as an adult. Like...
If anything,
well,
like Seinfeld, for example. Like, yo, I could watch I just started watching Seinfeld probably like 10 years ago. Before that, I'd never
seen
one
episode.
Have you ever seen
the movie Lead Belly?
No.
If you like music just to listen to, or movies just to listen to a good soundtrack, that's a good one. Lead Belly.
You're talking about
it's about the first famous, about Huey Leadbelly, the first really famous blues guy. But it's all a fictionalized story, but it does lots of the music.
It's the day that Nirvana has as an unplugged album, Where Did You Sleep Last Night? That was the cover of Leadbelly.
It's a Huey Leadbelly song.
Yeah. And even Kurt Cobain.
Girl. And he does it better than Kurt Cobain because he wrote it and is better.
Oh, it's a completely different song. I think Kurt told us a story before the song went on. He was like, you know, I tried to get David Geffen, the dude who owns Geffen Records, who signed Nirvana. He was like, I tried to get David Geffen to buy Lead Belly's guitar for me with like $10,000.
Should have bought it. He might be alive today.
Fuck yeah. That's hilarious. Boy, okay, hey, there's a topic right there, because I was actually talking about that at work today. You were alive and old enough to remember when Kurt Cobain died. Was it a huge deal?
Yeah. But
that's have been for
even
him. He's
before,
on that
even before
party.
It was old news, it was the huge deal was all about the conspiracy if she's the one that did it.
She did not. He was the junkie.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah. All those freaking documentaries show say it was impossible for him to pull that trigger with all that heroin he was on.
I don't know about that. Because he did so much. I think he probably developed a tolerance.
Well, and I wasn't that big of a fan. And I noticed everybody, that's when I realized everybody else was, is when he killed himself. Because it was it was a big fucking deal.
Yeah, because that's like your neck of the woods. In New York, nobody gave a shit.
Well, yeah, the Seattle.
Well, I mean, the hood didn't care.
Well, the hood didn't listen to Nirvana.
It wasn't like no Biggie or Tupac.
I was only 7, about to turn 8 when he died, so I don't really remember that shit.
Well, it was a big ass deal, and you're right. I wasn't even thinking about that. We're in the Northwest too, so all that grunge shit was, And I was into some of it too. I was more of an Alice in Chains guy with the heavy metal type of spin on it than the punk type.
Borg, how long of a drive from where you're at right now is Seattle?
4 hours.
I'm buying my plane ticket next month. I'm going to Seattle in February. You should drive over.
For what?
Dang, you want it during the winter?
Well, Miss Casino has a work thingy, and I am taking time off, and I'm going with her because the hotel room is free. So all I got to do is buy my plane ticket and buy my weed and food, and then that's it. And whatever I want to spend, like shopping or whatever the fuck else.
Seattle's a cool area. I wouldn't really go in the winter.
Well, I mean, that's just when it's a conference. So, I mean, it's a work conference. I'm going to go with.
No, I'll be either in Florida or somewhere besides the fucking Northwest this winter.
So, I've been to Vegas in February twice. It was cold as fuck, but not as bad because it wasn't as humid.
Well, I'm just an off-the-books motherfucker right now, so I ain't getting no unemployment check this winter. I got to go somewhere.
Well, you know, hey, we need a bass player. Come down here and set up your keyboard. Just go in between keyboards and bass.
I could play NIB on one string. Do 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 do. Jamming. All right, what do you got for topics?
Well, I got NFL prediction, and Zilla did finally fucking bail on us. I get it because I don't think I heard from for like 45 minutes. So NFL predictions. The season is coming up. I mean, what, we're like a month and a half before the first game.
Almost 2 months.
Who do you have as your Super Bowl champion? Yeah, you go first.
Kansas City. Chiefs.
Damn. Okay, well, that's kind of
that's pretty
bored.
That's actually, yo, well, that's actually
Bill,
a guarantee.
This is an interesting topic here.
Yeah. Bored.
Who do you
that?
Got? Buffalo Bills. Who do you got?
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Dip's the only one whose team's so bad he can't pick them.
Yeah, I'm being realistic.
Well, I am too. I wouldn't be realistic saying the Giants.
But you can't even get out of the freaking division round.
No, I say no. And fucking, well, a guy almost died on the field, and then we lost to a dominant team with half our defense injured. Yes, I'm saying yes, it is realistic.
The Jets are going to have a better record than the Giants this year. I guarantee it.
Oh, 100%. No one's over here saying Giants going to the Super Bowl.
Someone is.
The Jets will have a better record than the Bills. There's a good prediction.
Matter of fact, last year I picked Kansas City as my realistic pick. But I'm saying we close that gap a little bit and we don't get injured to fuck again.
You close the gap on what? Yeah, I haven't done shit in the off season.
You're full of shit. I'm not going to listen to your fake fucking scenario that's not true. I'm not listening to it.
We did as much as anyone can
possibly do. We all have a salary cap, and we made improvements.
What was your main acquisition?
And guys are coming back.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about. I don't know
all
their motherfucking names, yo.
You have to admit, Cincinnati's better, right? You guys are better than Cincinnati?
Fucking, we show up healthy, we're right there with them.
I get it.
No, you're full of shit. Don't put your little phony city boy face on me.
Aside from Kansas City.
We had a fuck season. You're the one with the blinders on acting like fucking the whole team wasn't fucking nuked throughout the season. I think there is some kind of coaching fucking disconnect there that's causing everyone to get injured, which is this. If it happens again this season, then there is something fucky.
Well, my prediction is Kansas City wins. I mean, it's obvious. No one's beating Kansas City.
You fake laugh at me, motherfucker. I don't even have a Twitter account.
What? I don't have Twitter either.
Oh, Snapchat, whatever. I don't have any of it.
I don't have any social media aside from fucking Discus. That's not really...
I have to have Facebook. I can post one thing and all of my old aunts and uncles and cousins and shit can thumbs up me all at once instead of having to call them all.
Is Alamil still here too? Daddy,
who fucking knows? He went fucking... He's like, fuck you, the Jaguars are good. Are they the ones that got that fucking, is that who Trevor Lawrence plays for? Am I correct there?
Yeah.
Well, they got upside like a motherfucker then. Because I might have been wrong about him. I predicted he was going to be a wash because he already come out of college being all about his hairdo. I figured we had a Cam Newton situation going on.
And I also predict the Jets will have a better record than you guys.
I don't give a shit. That's just silly.
Why would that be silly?
Because they're not going to. If what the Bills did isn't good enough to make them beat the Bengals, then fucking getting an old man who fucking sucked it last year isn't going to fucking help the Jets.
Guess we'll see. That's why they play.
Don't flip it around to logic after you started it.
I'm just saying, on paper right now.
I know your
games. On paper right now, they look like a really good team.
Oh, whatever.
We'll see if it translates on the field.
It's all silliness. We got blocking now. We got running now. It's going to be just fine. If Josh Allen doesn't have to do all the fucking rushing, we got something going on. Then by the fourth quarter, he's not out of his fucking mind. Mindless IQ doesn't have to drop to 70 because he has to take over the game. That's the thing.
You guys still don't have
ball
running.
Josh Allen gets googly-eyed, crazy eyes, we're fucked unless he just rushes every time.
Still haven't addressed the running game. You got some shitty New England reject.
Well, we got blocking and we got a fucking tight And on the other side, and we got some jerk who's injured, but got what was good 2 years ago.
See, if y'all, yo, see, if y'all can get Dalvin Cook, then y'all, okay, y'all can actually win the Super Bowl.
We need to keep Singletary, goddammit.
He's available.
We needed to keep Singletary.
I would drop him. Dude, I got hurt last year. I don't know how that NFL salary shit works. Yeah, I need to get that. Dude.
I don't
He's
know
available.
Either. Apparently, Singletary was too expensive and had to keep Cook. But Singletary might not be the best running back in the fucking world. But there's something that when a guy can drag fucking eight people 12 yards twice a game that lights the team up, you know?
He didn't do that shit.
That.
He was a scrub too, man.
Singletary to drag the fucking pile.
Nice. He's like a Brandon Jacobs. I know you remember Brandon Jacobs. He was fucking dragging. Jeremy Shockey used to drag people with him.
Yeah. Devin wasn't the best because he fucking sometimes it seemed like there wasn't much of a hole for him there for one fucking thing, so it ain't his fault. But even without a hole there, he'd just say, fuck it, you're all coming with me. And do that a couple times a day, it gets the fucking rest of the team hyped. And I think we needed that more than – I think he was a better choice than Cook for the second running back, the third down back, you know. But we got some jerk ass that was hot shit 2 years ago. Who's that? I can't remember.
Well, I know you got the dude from New England. That was good like 3 or 4 years ago.
He was out fucking injured half the time last year. He was good the year before that. So if he could share time with Cook, maybe you got a 1-2 punch, but I would prefer it to be Singletary instead. But running ain't all about running backs. I think we got a lot better blocking and a lot better opening it up for a running hole just by getting that tight end that we drafted.
Yo, you watch The Sound of Freedom?
No, I intend to, though. I wanted to ask at some point on this cast, what is the controversy about it? Alleged.
I have no idea. I guess the Democrats didn't want it released. Disney didn't want it released, I'm guessing. I read something to that effect.
So let's say it makes the Democrats look bad. Like it makes the Democrats look bad or something.
The perverts for not releasing the movie.
Well, it's released.
I think Ponza said that Disney had owned it because they bought one of the Fox movie studios and they never released it. So I guess Bible something dude from Passion of the Christ, he released it.
Well, talk about grooming. Disney, that's Disney's whole job. Who discovered Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera when they were 12? And every other 12-year-old girl that turned out to be hot when they were 20. Disney's sick as hell. Somebody at Disney, or an entire department more likely, is the job of finding 12-year-old girls that are going to be hot in 6 years. That's sick. Disney's the worst.
They've always it's one thing that's been like that since I first moved here was they always said, because I worked in the hospitality industry, they say it was always they had always saying that it was very gay friendly.
What was?
So it's always been like that. That the like the employees.
What does gay friendly have to do with casting 12-year-old girls based on how hot they're going to be in a few years?
A lot of the employees, the people that work there, are like gay.
Well, I don't think it's gay dudes picking these girls.
But what you're talking about right there is the same thing, because they have same as dudes that started at that age, too. That was the Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh, because a gay guy who's good at that looks less sus, I suppose.
Justin Timberlake was in that, too, and Ryan Gosling and some other people. Other dudes with kids on that show.
So it's different for dudes. That's different for dudes, though. Like, oh, no, they're making this 15-year-old dude bang actresses. You know, who cares? Like, poor Justin Timberlake. They groomed him to grow up and marry that hot bitch off that sitcom. Poor kid.
Yeah, he's chilling.
They got passed around, yo, at a younger age in some cases. And sure, it happens to boys, too. It didn't happen to Timberlake. Timberlake made it happen.
Show Janet Jackson's titty to the world.
And you guys like you and me who just would scoff at a boy band, we like him because he was great on SNL and shit like that.
Yeah, he was funny on that shit.
Yeah, he was one of the best. Him and Drake.
He was really funny.
Neither one of them made my favorite music, but they're both excellent hosts.
The Andy Gibb. Those shits are funny. All funny.
Everything he did on there was always good. He understood how to make fun of himself, and he understood how to... He could have been an SNL cast member if he was never a singer. Drake was an underrated host, too. Remember how good Drake was on SNL? That shit was good. He gets it because he was a sitcom kid. He was a TV show kid anyway.
Chance the Rapper was fucking awesome. Those shits were funny. Those skits were funny.
And I barely know who that guy is.
Even that little dude. Even though
he fell in, the cast was perfect around him for that specific time when he did it.
Bruno Mars, too. He actually had that shit was funny.
Well, here's Bruno Mars. You know that kid's been on TV since he was 8 years old or some shit?
I don't know, but I think he hosted, or he was the singer, and he was in a couple of skits. That shit was funny.
I saw him on, I was just on YouTube, which you can't watch. You need to figure that out. Call your later. But they showed him on like some talk show from like whatever, early 90s when he's 8 years old or something. He's been on TV and singing and shit forever, and nobody knew it until the big game out later on. But yeah, he's probably a millionaire before we ever heard of him, just from grinding it out on little local TV shows and shit.
No, this guy really hung
and good
really
for
loved.
Him. Huh?
Alamino?
He gone. This is about as far as he ever makes it into the fucking show. I've been making him host lately because I retired. That's another stupid discus gimmick.
But yeah, you'll watch Sound of Freedom. Just watch it.
Have you seen it?
No. I'll watch it when it comes on whatever streaming
site. How the fuck you recommended it?
Well, of many things that I don't watch much, I don't watch a lot of shit, but I'll probably, new shit, but I'll probably check that one out just to see what the hell everyone's talking about. They think that smart people are the minority dip, but they're wrong. They're just all on Twitter.
It spreads like wildfire now. Anything.
But even those motherfuckers is a screaming minority and a mega minority at that. It's like 10% of the people that are on there kicking up their heels and shit, and somehow that's what we all hear. What sucks about the internet dip is back when everybody on TV and movies and entertainment in general, people we would watch on our screens, they were all as good as could be found at what they do, and that's why they were put on screen. Now any asshole can get attention.
Yeah, pretty much. Every chick is a model.
Any bitch with a nice ass calls themselves a model. And who are these people paying for this? How do they make $10,000? How does that many of them make $10,000 a month off simps?
Because by the count, your follower count? That's on YouTube.
Yeah,
buddy.
No, but I'm talking about like the OnlyFans chicks where the people actually have to give them money every month. How do they get so many each? You know what I'm saying? I'm just a regular single guy that's lucky to get my hand on some bumper here and there, and I ain't paying money to beat off online. It's free.
Dang,
it makes no damn sense.
Yo, I gotta take this dog outside. I don't know why this dude bounced, but I'm out, yo.
Because that's his fucking job.
All right, y'all, check you.
Stop. Fucking dickheads. Everybody gone but me, and I'm retired. What do we got here? Well, I don't have the topics, and I don't even have, and since I'm not the fucking host, if I try to play a song, it won't fucking play, so I'm not even going to try. Peace, suckers.